The Osgood File, sponsored by LiftMaster, a champion of garage and gate safety. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. It's been called the third rail of South Carolina politics, but suddenly, it's as if someone just cut off the electricity.
This is a moment in which we can say that that flag does not represent the future of our great state.
Governor Nikki Haley of South Carolina, joining what has become a chorus of conservative voices agreeing that the stars and bars have to go. More after this from Charlie. After last week's massacre at Emanuel AME, carried out by a suspect who used the Confederate flag as his symbol, every flag at the Capitol in Charleston was lowered except the Confederate flag, in accordance with the peculiar law passed by the state legislature. And after repeated calls to not just lower that flag but be rid of it altogether, it looks like that is finally going to happen. And what appears to have made the difference this time is that one of the nine victims, the pastor of Emanuel AME, was also a member of the state legislature.
It's time. It's time to do my job.
Republican State Representative Doug Brannon is sponsoring the bill to remove the flag from that flagpole on the Capitol grounds.
The switch that flipped was the death of my friend, Senator Pinckney. I've been in the House 5 years. I should have filed that bill 5 years ago.
Not everyone is on board. Paul Graham of the Sons of Confederate Veterans says targeting the Confederate flag because of how one killer decided to use it is unfair.
If I thought that this would change anything at all, I would be the first one to want to take it down, but it will not change anything. What it will do is it will embarrass and shame people who had nothing to do with this event. Nothing.
Well, if it's any consolation, the flag remains an option on license plates in South Carolina, as it does in eight other states. But it looks like South Carolina will be spared the spectacle of putting on trial a man who was trying to start a race war while it flies the flag of an army that was fighting on the wrong side of a race war. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.